It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
It sure is that time of the show. I have Finn Scholes from Carnivorous Plant Society.
Scholes,
I'm so sorry.
I should have seen that coming. That happens
That's
every
on
time.
Me. No, I should have checked
no,
that.
No, everyone does it. It was my fault. I should have seen it coming.
I'm sorry. Great start.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah.
Great
it's
to
an
have
honor
you
to
here.
Be here. Yeah.
Managed to come through in the rain.
Yeah. No, that kind of woke me up. Yeah.
Yeah. Rode in on your bike. Crazy move.
Yeah. Well, there's something about coming here that intimidates me a lot with the parking. I come from a long line of very pessimistic parkers. And so we get very scared about the center of town parking. And so I just went on the bike and that made it a lot less stressful, even though the rain hurt my eyes.
None of that. But no, actually, you know what? This is a like very pro bike space here. We have a lot of bike commuters.
Yeah, I see some bike stickers too. That's always good to see.
A lot of it.
Yeah, I'm very pro bike.
Yes.
You know, people should be riding bikes.
Yes, ride your bike.
I feel like it's not as dangerous as people make out.
No.
That's my hot take, is that everyone's always like, oh, are you going to be all right riding your bike? And you're always all right. The bike is... Because there's not really that many cars either out there, you know? Sometimes.
There are definitely stupid ways to ride a bike, but generally I think you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're always on time.
Exactly.
Even though you get wet.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's so great to have you in the studio today. You guys have been quite busy. You released your EP in July, The Lizard, and you've got a bunch of summer shows coming up, even though it's not very summery.
Well, it's got to be done.
Got to be done.
Went ahead and booked a whole lot because it's either with that band. If it's not going to be with that band, it'll be with some other band, and this is my favorite band to play with, and so I'm just keen to get it out there, playing as much as possible.
Picking favorites and picking well.
Yes, indeed.
You've selected some really great tracks for us today, and I'm super excited to talk a little bit more about them and more of what you have been up to. We're going to start off with a track by Joe Captain. This is Five Stone Sourdough, and we'll play a bit of that, and we'll talk a little bit more shortly.
Good one.
Beautiful track here from Joe Captain. This is Five Stone Sourdough, and I have Finn Scholes with me in the studio from Carnivorous Plant Society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to be here. Yeah.
Good to be here. Finn, talk to me a little bit about why you selected this track today.
Well, I have this, I've got a playlist on Spotify that is, it's almost like my greatest musical achievement, this playlist, even though it's actually doesn't have any Carnivorous Plant Society. Oh, it's got one track of us on it. One of ours finally made it. But the whole playlist is like, it's called the Finn Scholes Chill Playlist, and it's very chill. it's the kind of, I've just, it's got a whole lot of different artists and every single one on the playlist, yeah, it's kind of their chillest song. And I'm always trying to look for music to put on this playlist. Yeah, and sadly, our music and carnivorous band society has never quite been chill enough, apart from the one song that we did on The Lizard called You're Too Much. But Joe's new album, like almost three of them made it onto this playlist. Wow. I just love it, eh? It's just my ultimate vibe of music that I want to listen to. And so, yeah, he had the great honor of joining my very exclusive playlist.
Is there a particular, like, set the scene for this playlist? When is this put on?
Well, it's got a lot of sort of like Italian film music. I think it's quite sort of 70s. It seems to have a lot of female vocals going do, like kind of that sort of style. Not that many drums. Like the drums are all quite, like, yeah, a lot of tracks without drums. It's all quite weird though. Everything's all like, yeah, it's all a bit weird, but it's all chill. Yeah, not too much drums. Definitely no singing. There might be a couple with singing, but very little. I find lyrics quite distracting in music. Not that that's bad, but then just for the chill playlist, it'll stand out too much.
It won't make it.
Yeah.
Not making the cut.
Well, at least it has to be, yeah. But the words kind of, yeah, because I sometimes find if you put music on like in a room and everyone's all talking and then you got this like person singing in the room, that seems slightly weird to me. Like it makes it feel too chaotic. So the chill playlist is designed for entertaining and for feeling good.
Yes. Would it count if the voice kind of became an instrument in itself?
Yeah, no, like that's why there's a lot of, because I love the voice. And it's so nice to have a voice in like an instrumental song, even though that, but yes, so there's got a lot of do's and a lot of la's.
I love a do and a la.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
The tracks you have selected today, all of them have been released in the last year. I guess I was kind of interested to know, like looking back and thinking back into your earlier encounters with music, were there any artists that were quite formative to your relationship with music generally today?
Well, I guess my musical journey began sort of learning the trumpet, I suppose, mostly. And so I'm a big fan of a lot of trumpet players. But I suppose like when I was younger, a lot of the music I listened to was kind of a lot to do with listening to the musicians, their ability on the instrument. And I used to love like, you know, like chopsy trumpet players that could play really high and fast. And now that I'm getting a little bit older, I don't really actually listen to that anymore. Although I do enjoy it to just marvel at them. But I mean, they're not going to make it onto the chill playlist.
Not the chill playlist.
Yeah. But yeah, so I used to listen to like lots of just good trumpet players and other instrumentalists. But yeah, now not so much. Now I'm kind of just all about, well, just anything really. Just, yeah, especially if I like music to be a bit weird. It has to be, it doesn't have to be, but it's good if it's just to make me feel like I'm listen to something kind of cool, you know.
Don't want it to be completely predictable.
Yeah, no way. No way. Yeah, not with AI coming in now and it can do the predictable music for us. And
yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, good answer. We have another great track from you today. This one is by Love Square and it's called Nick Move. We'll play that one and talk again shortly.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
You're listening to What's Cooking on 95BFM. I'm here with Finn Scholes from Carnivorous Plant Society, and we are listening to a track by Love Square. This one's called Nick Move. Talk to me a bit about why you selected this one today.
Well, I am in Love Square. So it's a little bit of like I've got my own interests in promoting this band.
Yes.
But this is led by Nick Atkinson, who's an amazing musician. I'm sure you've heard of him. And this band's been giving me the greatest summer. It's just been doing the funnest gigs. Mm-hmm. Like, we did a tour of all the islands around the harbour in Nick's boat.
Oh my God, awesome.
Yeah, we played on Kauau and Rakino Island and Waiheke. And was it last weekend? It was the Lee Sawmill Jazz Festival. And it's just been so fun, so I thought it would be worth it to, it'd be a good idea to play one of these songs. And this is the funkiest one, I believe, of the album that we recorded last year.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and I know you guys like it funky.
We love it funky here at BFM. Didn't make it to the chill playlist.
No, it didn't. Yeah, it's too funky. Yeah, too many drums, too hectic for the chill playlist. But that's, you know... I do actually have like some upbeat playlists too, but they're just like...
There's a funky playlist as
well. Yeah, but I don't think... Yeah, they actually, I've only got like two tracks on it though, because I don't feel always too inspired by putting the funky ones on a... You know, funky music's everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that. I guess I'm interested, like, in terms of your dynamic as a band in Carnivorous Plant Society, of course you're the front of the band, but are there any kind of artists that you feel like kind of bind... you guys all together as Carnivorous Plant Society?
Artists, like in the band, or just other...
like other musicians.
Oh, that we like...
listen to.
Okay. This Carnivorous Plant Society, it doesn't really hone in on anything, really. It kind of just goes with... It's really kind of almost all over the show with where it goes. Oh, we have really been getting into Latin music a lot.
Cool.
I often describe Carnivorous Plant Society as kind of a world music band, because we also do quite a lot of music that I feel sort of sounds like Southeast Asian music a little bit, even though I don't really actually know that much about that music, but I feel like we've kind of naively channeled that sort of vibe.
Sure.
Yeah, but the Latin stuff has really taken over, because... me being a trumpet player, that is kind of the really suits playing of the Latin rhythms on the trumpet. And then I really love when people get the traditional Latin music but make it quite crazy. And one band that comes to mind is the Meridian Brothers, who that's probably my favorite, like, bizarre Latin band. Yeah, and I should have played one of those ones actually, eh? Oh well. No.
Yeah, I was going to say we could change it, but we've only got one selection left, unless you got one on the top of your head.
I mean, like, everything by them is good. But the next guy is good too, though, and he's kind of a... Is Brazil Latin music? It's not, isn't it? It's, yeah, maybe I should... Maybe we shouldn't really just be asked. We should be... The next person is called Cesar from Brazil, and I just obsessed with listening to this guy, even though he does actually have vocals, which goes against my playlist rule, at least. But it's all in Portuguese, though, so it kind of doesn't... It's a bit...
You don't know
it doesn't interrupt
saying.
The dinner party so much.
Sure. Sure. It makes sense that, I guess, you're not really... I don't know, there's not... really one artist that's kind of binding the band, because I was going to say that, like, Carnivorous Plant Society doesn't feel very, like, bound by genre, and you've kind of, like, taken it so many different places and kind of played with jazz, I guess, as a kind of forefront genre of sorts, and then bent it around quite a lot, so it makes sense.
Every little piece with Carnivorous Plant Society starts off as a little piece of paper, usually, with notes written on it and a few kind of melodies and chord progressions. And then that comes to the band, which is Alistair Deverick, Cass Basil and Tam Scholes. And they usually have quite strong opinions about how they would like things to go. So it's kind of like throwing a composition to a pack of dogs. And they just sort of, I try to kind of like not have any... desires for it to be a certain way, and let them kind of do what they would enjoy to play on it. And yeah, so it kind of ends up kind of getting morphed by them.
Let it come to be from what they make of
it. Yeah, it's nice actually, because they've got great decisions and yeah.
They make a good decision. Shout out. We're going to play your last track. You've selected one by Sessa, who you just spoke about, but we'll talk a little bit more about them as well. I'm going to do a bad job at saying this, but this track is called Vale a Pena. Yeah, that'll do.
I think that you did that pretty good.
Oh, thank you so much. This is so beautiful. This is Sessa with Vale a Pena, and you're listening to What's Cooking with Finn Scholes from Carnivorous Plant Society. Finn, talk to me a little bit about why you selected this track today.
Well, I do really love music from Brazil, and I love the Portuguese language. It's, I just like, of all, yeah, I just feel like when I hear that singing, I just, anything really, like even if it's music that I don't really like, I often find if it's got someone singing Portuguese on it, I'm into it. Yeah, and yeah, this guy, I've only just discovered him a little while ago, and it's just, it feels like very Brazilian to me. Like, even though I don't really know too much music from there, but it feels like they're just down in this underground club in deep Brazil. And
I'd love to be there. That sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds so cruisy and yeah, it's just kind of got everything I like about. It's just, yeah, it's great. It's kind of it's just got that chill vibe that I love, you know.
Everything that you like and are looking for in a song.
At the moment, yeah, I'm into the chill stuff. Yeah, I put it on.
This makes a lot of sense. It does. Talking about upcoming work, you've obviously got a lot of upcoming gigs, which we're going to do a big list out very shortly.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah.
But you also, if I'm correct, after The Lizard, you're releasing two more EPs.
Yeah, we do have two more that are ready to go.
Beautiful. It's like a series. How is there like a connecting thread with them?
Well, they were all done in the lockdown approximately. And but not really though. Like the Lizard was kind of like the funky one. And one of them's going to be all like sort of songs.
Mm.
And then one of them is kind of, so we were calling it like classical, but it's not classical music because we don't, we, it's, but it's less grooves, a little bit more kind of strange kind of composition-y sort of pieces.
Exciting.
Yeah. And I'm really looking forward to releasing them, but I just keep putting it off because it's kind of slightly difficult releasing music. And we have a big tour coming up in July, so I think we're going to do one of them then.
Yeah, nice.
And yeah, and then I don't know when the next one, yeah. Hopefully not too far away, because we want to get into the studio as well, and having all this music to release is kind of clogging us up a little bit creatively, well, recording-wise, tiny bit.
A little bit.
Well, I have been feeling the calling lately. I have been plugging in the keyboards again, hoping to make some more stuff, even though that might be years away by the time that comes out, but...
Yeah, I was going to say wait 3 years and
I really love the beginning part of making music. I love writing and I love recording. And then from then on, my enthusiasm goes down. Like, I don't like mixing that much and I really don't like releasing. I find, apart from doing the gig, but like all of the internet work, releasing stuff, I find just so painful. Even if it just is 1 minute worth of it, I just like find it very excruciatingly painful to do for some reason.
No, I get that. I think you're liking the important stuff. You like the music.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
I just want the band to be kind of well enough that we could just drop it like Beyonce and not even tell anyone. And everyone will be like, oh my God.
That's okay. You're Beyonce to us.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. It's been such a pleasure to have you up. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
For our listeners, there are plenty of opportunities to check out Carnivorous Plant Society live within the coming month or so. They're playing at Workshop 26 in Blockhouse Bay next Saturday, 31st of January. Lee's Sawmill Cafe on the 1st of February. Whakamana Cannabis Museum on the 19th of February. All of those tickets you can grab from Under the Radar, and I hear some zoo gigs.
Yeah, we're going to be playing at the zoo on the 14th of Feb, and also at Altair Square. There's this amazing jazz sort of festival on called Something Else, and that's Joe Captain's going to be there, and Circling Sun as well. And they might be on the next day, but yeah, that one's going to be really good too.
It's going to be really awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming up. It's been such a pleasure. Of course. We're going to end the segment with a track from you. Of course, this is off the latest EP. This one's called The Pole by Carnivorous Plant Society. Thanks so much, Finn.
Thank you, Sophia.
is What's Cooking on 95 BFM.